I think I can give a fair assessment after right now, because probably be a bit biased towards feeling a little negative, given the situation and this locker room feel we're gaining. You know, I'll look at the tape and review it, but you can always improve. It sounds cliche, but you got to start somewhere, and I felt I was ready to go in. I felt I was prepared. I'm trying to do as much as I could, maybe a little too much, trying to extend plays and, you know, come from behind and all that stuff, just get the ball in the end zone. But, you know, it stinks to lose.
How do you think the offense will be able to get in a rhythm today?
I'm not sure specifically. You know, I was writing the plays down for most of the game and couldn't really watch the game because my head was usually down. A lot of play was going on in the beginning part of it. So, again, a lot of those questions will be answered, you know, coming up next week. But I think, you know, everything has to start with the run game, and I don't feel like we put enough on the ground to open up the passing game. But we'll see what the tape shows us.
Tough for you to get in there when, you know, you're not getting the first 10 reps this week. You're coming in sort of in the second. Is that a bit more difficult?
I would say the only difficult thing about that is just the timing with those guys. I mean, you get one on, you know, routes versus air with those receivers and warm-up drills, but to go live speed, you know, 100% seeing their breaks, seeing their drop their hips, their little tendencies that, you know, those receivers have with the ones, I don't totally know all theirs yet. So when I say there's a lot to learn, I got a lot of growth, I think, in front of me, which I'm excited for, but I felt comfortable with the game plan, knowing the plays and all that. That wasn't an issue.